Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro, and today our guests are Christina Ashby and Christian Heppenstall from Alaska Theater of Youth, and they're here to talk about Hamlet and Winnie the Pooh, two separate plays respectively. Welcome, guests.
Good afternoon, Mark and Jean.
Hi.
Hey, well, okay, just Christian, why don't you start out and tell us,
okay.
This is Alaska Theater of Youth's 26th season?
Yeah, we're ending the 26th, yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We're ending it big with Hamlet and Winnie the Pooh. We think that's a perfect combination.
I agree.
I always think of those two plays together for some reason.
Well, they're both English.
Oh, that's it, and they're both in English, too.
Yeah, they're both in English.
Yeah, the language. Yeah.
That helps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I understand that your version of Hamlet is not terribly cut from what you're telling me about the length.
We took out a few scenes and one or two monologues, but it's pretty much the full five-act version because, I mean, what the heck, if you're going to do Hamlet, you might as well do it.
Exactly, and do it right, I might add. And you're a Shakespeare
specialist.
I'm just
the guy to do it. I am.
You are.
Kind of.
How do you know how to direct Shakespeare? Did you always know or did you go to school to do this?
Absolutely not. You just jump in and do it.
But, I know this is like, old hat, but I really can't understand a lot of the stuff they say. It's like archaic.
You never will.
I never will. I'll never get the hang of that Shakespeare.
None of us do.
Yeah.
We have hours of discussion about words and phrases and things like that. And,
Well, in a way, it makes sense for a theater of youth because really Hamlet was just a kid and so was.
Well, he ages in an odd way. I mean, there's an awful lot about his age. Either he's in late, like 19 or 20, 21 or 22, and then in Act 5 he comes back and he's 30, according to the Gravedigger. So critics go, did Shakespeare intend this aging and just wanted to leave it that way, or was it a mistake? Did the publishers, when they put together the folios and quartos, mess up? No one knows, and Shakespeare doesn't leave any commentary, so we'll never know.
Do young people play all the roles?
They do. Our cast ages from 15 to 24. Mm-hmm. And the 15-year-old is Ophelia. She's marvelous, Laura Richardson. Mm-hmm. And we have an 18-year-old Hamlet, Justin Hall, who's at UAA, Department of Theater. He is equipped with everything you need to play Hamlet, even at the age of 18. Mm-hmm. He's really something. Mm-hmm.
Good. Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
And this is, he's a student.
At UAA.
As many times as I see it, I still kind of get mixed up with what's going on. He's the Prince of Denmark, right?
He's the Prince of Denmark. But, this play is really well written, even though it's, we should say that about Shakespeare plays, I guess, but it's Will Shakespeare after all. But it really flows along rather nicely, scene to scene, act to act, and it goes quickly despite its length. It's the largest, longest Shakespeare play of them.
Are most of them five acts or just this one?
They're all five acts.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. That was the style back then, huh?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Christina, you're doing Winnie the Pooh.
That's right.
So what would you like to tell us about it?
It is not the Disney version. I was trying to stay away from that, so I didn't want people to go in expecting to see Disney Winnie the Pooh. I tried to keep it close to the classic Winnie the Pooh look as possible. It's a script that's from London, and it's quite funny, actually. It's a really comical show, and I've played up that a lot. And yeah.
Well, this is the 80th anniversary of the publishing of that book by A.A. Milne, children's classic. So this is like a play you could take kids to.
Yes. Yeah, it's intended for children.
Oh, so it's like a children's theater.
Yeah, it's
how nice.
Fun, and I have lots of manic movement and stuff that kids will enjoy. So
she has a really good cast.
Yes, I have a very great cast.
And the Pooh is the bear. Is it a teddy bear or a real bear?
Well, in the world of this play, Pooh was very, very real. So, a real bear, I guess. Dangerous and but nice.
A real teddy bear.
Yeah, a real teddy bear, exactly.
This makes sense to me.
I just remember the donkey character.
Eeyore?
Eeyore, which is, I like Eeyore because there's a lot of people like that.
Yeah.
And then after they leave, you go, what an Eeyore.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's talking behind their back. That's what that's known as. But so there's this teddy bear and there's this kid, Christopher Robin, So it's all in his, and that's his imagination then.
Well, right. Like Christopher Robin has all of these stuffed animals and, you know, names them all, and then he goes off into this, their magical world, and they're all, they've all come to life. And so there's Winnie the Pooh, there's Piglet, Owl, Eeyore, Rabbit, the new animals, Kanga, Roo, and Tigger. So they're all there.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And all played by children?
Well, I think the age range goes to about 8 or 9 to 22 is the oldest.
Huh.
So, like, everywhere in between.
So, and they're all wearing costumes then?
That's right.
Like plushy costumes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Who made the costumes?
The costumer is Gina Barnett. Yeah, and my concept for that is I wanted to make sure that they looked as classical as possible. Last time I did a show with animals, I went conceptual, but I wanted to do actual animals this time.
Oh.
Well, it sounds like fun for children.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And for those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk here with our guests, Christian Heppenthal and Christine Ashby, talking about Hamlet and Winnie the Pooh, a rather odd combination, but that's what the Anchorage Theater of Youth is doing. Alternately, tell me about how it's scheduled.
How it's scheduled? Well, they're running in rep. So on we open on the 29th of April with Hamlet. The next day, Friday, it's Winnie the Pooh at 7. And then on Saturday, you can see both plays, Winnie the Pooh at 2 and Hamlet at 7. We run two weekends at the Sidney Lawrence Theater.
Sidney Lawrence, that's the smallest theater.
Actually, the Voth is. But of the proscenium theaters, it's the smallest at 330 seats.
Yeah, it's such a nice theater.
It is.
Mm-hmm. I like that. Yeah, so, and this is a part of a bigger season. I mean, you guys are going to extend beyond the summer. What do you have planned?
Well, this is the end of this season.
Okay.
We started with Frankenstein. We did Into the Woods and Lion, Witch, and the Wardrobe that Christina directed at Christmas time. Then we did Seussical. And now we're ending with these two shows. We go into Summer Conservatory in June with our classes and Festival of Plays. And then we open in October with another Christina Ashby-directed play for Alaska Theater of Youth, and that's Prince Caspian and the Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
That's right.
So,
That's a nautical play, it sounds like.
We love Narnia at ATY, and we had a great time with it in
it's
December.
It's a Narnia thing.
It's one of the we're doing Narnia. And all these scripts come from London. We're getting those. Oh. We like them.
Wow. Mm-hmm. But going back to your summer conservatory, that's like a school that people could enroll in?
You know, Christina did this as a kid, and I've been doing it for about five seasons. It's a combination of classes and rehearsals that are each camp is 4 weeks long. You get 3 weeks of rehearsals and classes, and the fourth week your play goes on that you were rehearsing for. So we'll be at Pacific Northern Academy and at UEA's main stage this summer, not downtown.
And when does that start?
June 21st and ends July 24th.
And are the roles filling up quickly?
They are
with students?
Filling up quickly.
So this is like something for kids to do for the summer.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
Monday through Friday.
Yeah. Yeah, and then is there a culminating play, an event that they participate in?
That's the Festival of Plays, and that's 2 weeks long. The first week are the advanced plays, which will be Midsummer Night's Dream, directed by Paul Schweigert, and Disney's Alice in Wonderland, the musical. And then for regular conservatory, we're going Commedia dell'arte. We're doing a one-act version of Scapino. We're doing Molière's Miser. We're also doing Broadway to Hollywood Musical Review. And the Tales of Hans Christian Andersen. And then there's Fairy Tale Theater for the little kids, 5 to 7.
Wonderful. Very wide range.
It's a wide. We try to keep it wide, yeah.
Yeah. So if somebody graduates this conservatory, they're going to have such a great foundation, not only in, you know, the stagecraft, but also in literature.
Of course, they don't think that way. They just want to have fun, and they should. It's a summer camp.
We trick them into learning.
Yeah. We do.
Tell me about your experiences, Christina.
Well, I actually started with ATY when I was 14 years old. I started with the Summer Conservatory in the regular academy and did the classes and the show. And, like, actually, my first main stage show at ATY was a version of Winnie the Pooh. So I've kind of come full circle. So now I'm directing a version.
But you also did Alice in Wonderland.
I did. In high school, I did Alice in Wonderland, and now I get to direct it for next year at ATY, and I've always wanted to direct Alice in Wonderland, so I'm way excited about that.
And you directed you're just graduating from UAA.
Yes, I graduated last May. from UAA.
And you just directed something for them.
My first ever directing thing for them was Fat Pig, and that was not last August, but the August before. And then I did the directing 2 class. I directed something for that, and then last September I did Dog Sees God for Out North, and then now I'm working with Alaska Theater of Youth. So.
Yeah. Well, when you were a kid and being in these plays, mm-hmm. did you think you would one day maybe direct?
I had no idea that was going to happen. I was always told that I would probably be a good director, and I just kind of fell into that role a few years ago.
Because you had a lot of ideas and stuff mm-hmm. when the play was going on?
Yeah.
Ah.
Well, the ability to communicate to other actors, too, is important just when you're directing.
Well, I think it's important. And as long as I run ATY, I want to make sure that there are opportunities for new directors like Christina. So, although she's not really new anymore, is she?
Nope.
Well, I'm glad to see that you have some talented people in the directorial hat. Mm-hmm. Because I think that's a big bugaboo for me in this town, how there's such a lack of...
It's a short list.
Yeah.
So we do what we can at ATY to lengthen the list.
Yeah. Mm. I mean, it's just so important, you know. Yeah. Strong play, mediocre director, pretty good. But, you know, good director, good play, then it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, we're running out of time, and I want to thank you, Christian.
Thank you.
Heppenstall and Christine Ashby for coming to talk about your Anchorage Theater of Youth's upcoming productions of Hamlet and Winnie the Pooh, and for a lot of other things.
All right.
Have a great summer.
Alaska Theater of Youth, thanks you.
And now here's the Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, you can go to datebook49.com, where you can list your event on KSKA's website. Cyrano's Theater presents Shakespeare's Will, running through April the 25th. Our performances are Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. This is an award-winning Canadian play about Shakespeare told from the point of view of his wife, Anne Hathaway, and the play stars Elizabeth Ware. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Out of Anchorage, you can see a couple of white chicks sitting around talking in Seward this weekend at 8 p.m. tonight, Saturday and Sunday in the Marine Science Center. Or in Talkeetna, there will be 2 nights of live comedy at the TP Oasis tonight and tomorrow night, starting at 7:30. The doors open at 7.
At Out North, you can see Rounding Third. This play is a comedy, and it runs through April the 24th. Watch 2 Little League coaches turn a ball field into a battlefield. Showtimes are 7:30 Thursday through Saturday and 4 p.m. on Sunday. For tickets and information, call 279-8099 or go to www.outnorth.org.
This is the last weekend to see UAA's production of Ibsen's famous play, A Doll's House. The performance is at the main stage, and showtimes are tonight and tomorrow at 8 and Sunday at 3. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
And finally, Alaska Theater of Youth presents its final shows of its 26th season with Hamlet and Winnie the Pooh, opening April the 29th at the Sidney Lawrence Theater at the Alaska Center for the Performing Arts. These shows are running in repertory Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7 p.m. with a 2 p.m. Saturday matinee. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at kska.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Mark Muro for KSKA.